That's at the Harbor Beach 33-yard line. Moving right to left across your radio. This one out to Kamoski once again. Harbor Beach stops him at the line of scrimmage. They say forward motion is about a gain of one. So brings up second and nine at the 31.
Number 71, Mike Lukowski makes the tackle. Eventually, he's saying, I've had enough of those runs.
Both teams going on a steady pace here in the first second half. Now take a breather. Both teams coming out of their huddles. And here they are at a second and nine at the 31-yard line. 5:08 before the third quarter is over. Harbor Beach showing blitz. Three men in the backfield as they hand off to Kabowski to the right side. Tries to cut back in. Inside of the end, and Harbor Beach is there to meet him. No gain of the play right at the 30-yard line. Now third and nine, third and eight.
The 5'10" senior Josh Keys makes the tackle.
Third and eight from the 30-yard line, maybe a gain of a foot on that play. We'll say no gain. 4:40 left in the third quarter, 21 Harbor Beach, Ubley 7. All the scoring in the first half is 7-7 at the end of the first quarter, and then Harbor Beach had another touchdown in the second quarter. Third and eight for the Bearcat offense in the Harbor Beach 30-yard line. Harbor Beach showing blitz one more time. And Sweeney's looked back to pass to his left side, and he has a complete to number five, Kirk Kabowski. He's doing it all the second half at the 20-yard line, brought down to the 18-yard line, the late flag on the tackle. Good result in some extra yards here for the Bearcat offense. The pass was complete for about 10 yards, enough for the first down regardless of the flag. And now the officials are discussing this and over with the Ubley captain, number 30, Curtis Booms. And the penalty was against Harbor Beach, so it's an automatic first down regardless. The flag is sitting at the 18-yard line. As a 5-yard walk-off face mask, it looks like, against Harbor Beach. It's now on the 13-yard line, and Hubley is knocking on the door one more time in this third quarter. 4:07 remains before the third quarter is over. 21-7, Harbor Beach leads. Harbor Beach showing blitz one more time. Sweeney rolls around to his right on the keeper. He gets back to the line of scrimmage to the 10, to the 5, and breaks free of that tackler and runs out of bounds at the 4-yard line. And after he runs out of bounds, number 3, Colin Cook, gives him a nice shove in the back. That's going to be a late hit. And Harbor Beach now, with a lot of stupid fouls, stupid calls against themselves, is pushing Ubley right down this field, right to the end zone.
Yeah, the face mask penalties, Clark, I seem to dismiss. You know, they're trying to make a tackle on a guy who's got his head down. Sometimes that face mask gets in the way. Colin Cook shoved, gives him a little shove. Nothing too outrageous, but definitely a penalty, as he was 5 yards easy out of bounds when he gives him that extra shove. Again, easy calls for the officials, and Harbor Beach just backing themselves up.
It was a 10-yard gain from Nick Sweeney and the keeper around the right end. Good enough for the first down, and then they do a half a distance to the goal line. He puts them down at the 1-yard line. First and goal for the Bearcats with 3:51 in the third quarter, trying to score for the first time this second half, and in fact, the first time since the first quarter. T formation, nice and tight for the Bearcats, and they hand it off to number 40, Ryan Hagg, and he's into the end zone. Touchdown, Ubley. Number 40. Ryan Hagg, I believe it was, gets into the end zone, and now it's Ubley 13, Harbor Beach 21. Kicker comes out for Ubley, trying to make this a one-possession game. Well, it's regardless one possession. I should say a seven-point game. Number 22, Lawler, the right-footed kicker, standing at his 10-yard line, trying to go for the extra point. It's a fake. Sweeney rolls to his right on the keeper. He throws it into the end zone. It is caught by number 30, Curtis Booms, for the two-point conversion. It is good. And now we have a six-point game. It is Harbor Beach 21, Ubley surging 15. You're tuned to WLEW.
When you need radiator, heater, or air conditioning work done on your vehicle, come to the experts that have been serving the area for over 100 years. Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning in Bad Axe. Kotick is the only radiator shop in the Thumb area. They service cars, trucks, semi-trucks, RVs, and all types of agricultural equipment. New and Recore radiators, heaters, charge air coolers, oil and transmission coolers, head gaskets, and gas tank repair. They even have a full-time mechanic performing all types of mechanical work. Get your vehicle's heating and cooling system checked before the long winter ahead. Head.
Hi, I'm Gary Rocci. We offer fast turnaround and expert service. Get your vehicle fixed right the first time at Cotic Radiator and Air Conditioning at the east end of Bad Axe. Call 269-7101.
Plays in 3 minutes and 20 seconds results in a ugly touchdown marching all the way down the field for the score, and now it's a 6-point differential. Harbor Beach 21, ugly 15 in the third quarter, 3:47 before the fourth begins. Lawler, great kick it off from his own 40-yard line for ugly. Right to left across your radio, and the kick is up, and it's going to go out of bounds at the 25-yard line, which means that's a flag, and Harbor Beach will get it at their own 35-yard line, so a semi-short field to work for Harbor Beach here, trying to distance themselves from their rivals, Ubley.
Good field position here for Harbor Beach. Looking back on the last drive for Ubley, we're benefited by a couple of unnecessary penalties by Harbor Beach, a late shove out of bounds, and a couple minor 5-yard face masks. Eventually led to the Ryan Haig 1-yard touchdown run. The ensuing extra point was a short snap. It actually bounced to the holder, who happens to be their quarterback, Nick Sweeney. The advantages of him being there, he rolls out, and he finds a receiver in the end zone for a 2-point conversion.
They come out of the T formation, and Kraft keeps it for himself around the left end. He has the first down up to about the 48-yard line. Kraft, when he's in open field, has plenty of speed. It's a 13-yard gain. Started that one at the 35, out to the 48. Moves the chains off of one play on their this drive for Harbor Beach.
Curtis Booms made the tackle.
First and 10 from the 47-yard line, 48-yard line, whatever you'd like to call it. And now the officials call a timeout. And we're back. I reach up to the line of scrimmage, coming out of the T formation. Looked like they're trying to do a little more clock management here in the second half. Kraft is under center. Hands it off as a pitch out to Travis Essenegger to the right. He has the first down. Pushing forward for more yards, gets out to the 40-yard line. The sticks are at the 43. We have a flag in the backfield. We also have a flag out at the 37-yard line. Two separate incidents. One involves Aaron Ginther for Harbor Beach. We're going to try and sort this one out here for you. As a first down by about 3 yards for Travis Essenegger on the pitch out to the right side out of the wing tee. And we have a hold against Harbor Beach, so that's coming back. And no word on the second flag yet.
My guess, Clark, is both of those calls were holding calls, I'm assuming.
So instead of going into ugly territory at the 40-yard line, they are at the Harbor Beach 39-yard line. Don't even think about that last play. We're now faced the Harbor Beach offense with a first and about 17. T formation working off the right hash. And we have an offside. Harbor Beach drew Ubley offside in that play. It was the number 27 for Ubley. Number 22, excuse me, Connor Lawler. Now, Ubley gives up 5 more yards. It's now first and 12.
This Harbor Beach offense so much reminds you like a pro offense in a way. Now they're even doing hard counts to try and draw Ubley offside.
It's a handoff to Aaron Ginther on the left side, and he hits the first tackler at the 50-yard line. He finally gets out to the 46. Ubley sideline reacts as if it was their fumble. No word yet. The refs are in there trying to sort this one out. It was a gain of 10. Maybe a gain of 9 for Aaron Ginther out to the 46-yard line into ugly territory. And they're saying it's going to be second down for Harbor Beach. Harbor Beach recovers their own fumble.
Yeah, I do believe there was a fumble on the play. It looked like Travis Essenegger come up with the ball. So that's back-to-back carries by their senior, Aaron Ginther, that have been fumbled. So it'll be interesting to see going forward if he continues to get carries.
Second down and 2. From the 46-yard line into ugly territory now. Kraft on the keeper around the right end. Cuts back into the 40-yard line. Has the first down by 3 yards. It's a gain of 6 for Kraft. And Harbor Beach moves the chains one more time. Clock winding down to 2:19 now in the third quarter. Number 40 hobbling off for ugly. That's Ryan Haig onto the sideline.
number 30, Curtis Booms, makes the tackle.
It's been a downright